So here I am in Dublin Airport, and I've got a couple of minutes to spare. I'm here way too early because I managed to do everything I needed to do a whole lot quicker than I did before. Normally I have difficulty in finding where to get to the place where to drop off the car, because I've got the hire car, and I was able to drive straight into the place today. And normally I have difficulty in finding a place where I can fill it with juice, because you're supposed to fill the juice right up before you put it back in again. Otherwise they charge you a big €90 fee on that. And put €32 worth in, so I saved myself €60 there by making sure I got the car filled up before I put it into the car hire again. The car cost a bit more than it did last time, but that was because it was a rush trip and I need to get myself to the airport, and I need like a day before I be travelling. So, and I'm at the airport in Terminal 1 at the moment, so I've got to go to Terminal 2 to actually leave. The car is where I got it from, Terminal 1, so I'm bringing it back to Terminal 1. But I have plenty of time. If I didn't have a lot of time, then I would have just gone to Terminal 2 and parked the car there in the Hertz place there and had done with it. And that's the way things go. But it's been a successful trip for the most part. The main part of it was I came over to get a divorce sorted, and the court date came up late in the day, as it were. And we got in there, and the judge was like a genial old man, an old uncle that you might sort of have a wee chat with. And there was just me, him, my now ex-wife, properly ex-wife, because we're properly divorced now. She came in as well and answered a couple of questions too. And basically he just chatted to us and says, well, what do you think, how are the boys, you know, where they live and what do they do? And he says, okay, well, by the means of this divorce act of whatever year and this whatever, and he said, we'll give you a divorce. I suppose in a few days I'll have some papers sent out to me to say that I'm legally single again. Although legally single is a bit different from actually being single, because I'm obviously with somebody for the last 12 years, and I'm as good as married anyway. Now, that's a bit of the next thing to be thinking about. Because, I love this woman so much that I'll marry her again as soon as it's properly right to do so. I got to spend a lot of time with my grandson. The way that kind of worked was is that my daughter-in-law got out of bed fairly late in the morning, and by which time I'd had plenty of time for breakfast, and she'd done her bit with the boy, with feeding him and dressing him and getting him ready and whatever else, and he was sort of ready for the world. But she wanted to maybe I'd spend a bit of time doing some painting or something, so I was the granddad doing the babysitting. That meant sort of entertaining him, walking around the house, showing him things, talking to him about stuff. He's only 3 months old, but he appreciates that sort of stuff. So some of the time it was, most of the time actually, well, during that time in the morning, he was quite happy and prepared to listen to his granddad chatting to him and keeping him happy and showing him in his toys that he could play with and moving things, and yeah, there's a mat that he could lie on, and there was flashing lights there and annoying noises. Well, it'd be annoying after you played them for about 50 million times, but it wasn't too bad anyway. And he had a nice little morning with me, so for maybe an hour or so, and then my daughter-in-law Iris, she would have a breakfast and take him back off me, and I'd go off and do something else. Like me having to go off and do my bit there with getting the divorce sorted out and whatever else, or go and visit my son's other son. The son that I was staying with, he was off at work. He's a manager at an outdoor education centre, and they do operas and stuff there, and there are all sorts of things there, and weddings and everything else as well. So he has a lot of work to deal with, and organising stuff, and so that was what he was doing, and so I didn't see an awful lot of him. You know, sort of I'd have breakfast with him, but then he'd go off and come back about 5:30. By which time I'd done my bits and pieces. I had 2 days anyway where I could do a few bits and pieces and just chill. Went off into the town on the after. Well, in fact, I did that after I got the divorce sorted out. my ex-wife and I sort of had a wander around the town. I wandered into these Tesco's and got myself some mince pies to take home, because I don't get mince pies in Spain unless I make them myself. And the ones I make myself are very nice, but they're not as nice as the shop-bought ones sometimes. Mind the shop ones are full of sugar, but that's what makes them so tasty and nice to eat, I suppose. What else do I get? Oh, some crunchies. I like a bit of chocolate. I shouldn't eat it because chocolate gives me migraines. Did you know that chocolate can give you migraines? Well, it doesn't always give me migraines. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. I can go for months on end without having any migraines, and I might even have had a bit of chocolate while I was doing it. But sometimes it will trigger my migraine. Usually it's a case of triggering migraine when I've had maybe a little bit less sleep than I deserve or need. And maybe if I've been stressed out about something else as well. So a couple of things in combination with some chocolate that can trigger migraines. But so far this time I've been okay. And I even ate another bit of chocolate the other day because the other son came round and he brought some chocolate with him. He was watching a movie. We watched one of the Dawn of the Planet of the Apes on the TV, and it was a nice bit of nice thing to do together. Two sons were drinking beer and eating crisps and eating chocolate, and all very unhealthy, but it was a nice evening. I had the chocolate, so I don't drink beer. And then what else? I'm still at the airport here, and I'm sitting here and watching all the these pilots and these trolley dollies, or the pilots look very young these days. I know one of these pilots from works for Ryanair, and his name's Jesper. He's a Dutch fella, and he was in one of his Spanish classes, and he looked green behind the ear still, but he was a fella that drives these aeroplanes when they go off places. Today I'm not going by Ryanair, I'm going by Aer Lingus, and that's why I'm going to have to be sort of running over from this Terminal 1 where I'm in Dublin Airport at the moment over to Terminal 2, because all the Aer Lingus flights tend to go from the Terminal 2, which is the new part of the building. It's this old one, it looks a bit sort of down to heel now, it does. But it's all right this time of morning, not too many people around, and it's quite pleasant, I suppose. I have to go up another level and then walk along to the other airport terminal. It doesn't take me too long, about 5 minutes to walk over there. Last time I came, I dropped off the car at the wrong place. I dropped it off at the Terminal 2, and the next day they was ringing me up saying, "Where did you leave our car?" Even though at the time when I dropped the thing in, I did tell them exactly where I left it off. And there's lots of other people sort of, it must be that time in the morning where there's a whole lot of airport workers just sort of arriving here. Some you can see from the way that they're dressed that they're going into their place where they sell perfumes. Obviously got these ones wearing the blue uniforms, and they're the trolley dollies. One just walking past me now, you can probably hear the sound of her trolley wheels, because they have all these all the bits and pieces they have to carry around with them. They're going from place to place. There's a fella sort of lying down on a sofa on the this upper crust cafe. Not a very good cafe, it's not very upper crust at all actually. I'm not drinking any tea here because it was bloody awful, the tea I had when I was arriving there. And in fact the muffin that I had was a pretty poor muffin too. The muffin was supposed to be a blackcurrant, blueberry muffin. And this blueberry muffin, it was diabolical. All the blueberries were sort of scattered at the top and they were a bit burned looking. And the actual cake part of it was, there was nothing in there. Apart from cake, there should have been some blueberries down in there as well to make it nicer, but didn't have it, so. And there's a woman reading a bit of a magazine, there's a bloke sitting at his computer, another one sort of at the phone, which is to be expected as well, because that's what people do when they're going places, they sort of have a chat on the phone. I'm supposed to be sending a message to my wife back in Spain to let her know that I've got to the airport, but I don't really want to do it just now because it's a bit early. Because here it's actually gone 5 o'clock now, and over in Spain it's still only 4 o'clock. So if I do send her a message before I leave, in fact I don't know if I should do it when I do it now or when I get to the airport in Barcelona. She said send a message when you get to the airport, but she didn't specify which one. There's a guard, a fellow, which has gone past. He's got his high-vis jacket on, and he's the guarder is the Garda Síochána, they're the police in the Republic of Ireland. And it's funny sometimes to be back here in Ireland and have all the sort of Irish bits and pieces going on there, and just seeing some things in a strange language. Now that I'm over in Spain and Catalonia, I'm used to having those strange languages not being strange anymore. So this is Dave Allen doing a bit of a chat about this, that and whatever at Dublin Airport in the morning. And I suppose the other thing I should mention is that, I don't know, the bad point of this trip over here is that my youngest son is an angry little sod, he is. And he's always been angry. When he was a kid, he got angry. He used to go and sit under the table and fold his arms and be grumpy. Now he's civil with me, but he's still sort of feeling grumpy because, the divorce and everything sort of happened, and you know, separation when he was 12, and so I went over to Spain. I took refuge there. My lovely Spanish wife looked after me, and there was nothing I could do to stay in Ireland, really. I mean, I suppose if I'd really tried hard enough, I could have found some work here, I could have stayed close and I'd seen more of him, but I think he'd have still been angry anyway, so... at least I've been able to get on with life, and he's been angry in different sort of ways or different times, and... I don't know, he's... He just makes things difficult sometimes. I mean, he's civil with me, and he tries... I suppose he tries at the back of it, but... I was to give him a hug before I left, and he said he felt uncomfortable having a hug, so I felt sort of a bit hurt and upset by that, but what can you do? That's just the way things go, isn't it? Never give up on him. Next time I come, I'll see if I can give him a hug, and maybe he'll have chilled a bit. But then I doubt that somehow. He'll probably be just as angry as ever he was. Maybe he says he's going to go off travelling some places. He might go travelling around to New Zealand. Maybe I'll go away as a child and come back as a man. I mean, he's 23, 24 now. And I suppose at some point in time he'll grow up. He's the youngest of the family, the baby. And, you know, in some ways they always stay the baby, the little ones, don't they? Love him anyway, what can you say? So, once again, this is Dave Allen. And did a bit of chat. And this is my audio boo from Dublin Airport. Early in the morning. It's... 5 o'clock, 5:03, and the Hertz Airport rental place will be open now. I can go and drop the keys back in and go off and get myself through security and or everything else. And I'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.